On Fridays, we like to take a look at the news in, around, and about the war. We call it the Week in Iraq. This week began with Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr telling his Mahdi army to stand down in Basra after a week of fighting U.S. troops and the Iraqi army. Yet 3 days later, Muqtada al-Sadr announced that 1 million Iraqis should march against U.S. occupiers. The government said it would not try to block the planned April 9th march. Now, the Iraqi government did announce that during the fighting in Basra, more than 1,000 Iraqi soldiers and policemen refused to fight or fled their posts. Now, the positive news of the week, a new national intelligence estimate reportedly says there have been significant improvements and an improvement in political rifts. But it also repeatedly concludes that security remains fragile and it doesn't take into account the fighting in Basra. But this NIE could help bolster the position of presidential candidate John McCain, a supporter of the surge before there even was this thing called the surge. He's been stumping on a swing of his campaign that is being called the Service to America Tour. Along the way, though, he has had to repeatedly address a comment his opponents are using like a battering ram. Here is Senator McCain while campaigning, answering a question in Derry, New Hampshire back in January.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years.
Maybe 100.
We've
been in South Korea. We've been in Japan for 60 years. We've been in South Korea for 50 years or so. That'd be fine with me.
So if you're Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, what do you do? Carpe diem. Seize the soundbite. Here's Obama.
I honor John McCain's service to our country, but when he starts talking about staying in Iraq for 100 years, then that tells me all he wants to do is to continue on the George Bush failed policies of the past.
And then there's Clinton.
Now, for the life of me, I cannot understand how Senator McCain can find the money for 100 more years in Iraq.
You get the theme. Joining us now is David Paul Kuhn, who wrote about McCain's 100-year comment for Politico.com. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's break this down into two parts. What is accurate about the way the Democratic candidates are characterizing McCain's remarks, and what's inaccurate?
Well, what's accurate is that he said the words 100 years in Iraq. That's about it. I mean, the problem, you know, we have to sort of differentiate between what is sort of intellectually fair and what is politically feasible, what is politically successful often in presidential contests. So what the Democrats are doing is essentially what has often been done to them. They're grabbing a soundbite that McCain said that in the context of what he said certainly does not speak of 100 years of war. But they're taking this soundbite and they've hammered him with it. As you said, they've used it as a battering ram. You know, since I wrote the story maybe a week and a half ago, it's been stunning to see the McCain and the RNC try to get out in front of this. They're obviously now keenly aware. In fact, I was talking to their spokesman last night. They're keenly aware of the potential damage to this. Hillary has backed off a little bit because there's been so much context put around it. Independent groups like FactCheck.org have basically supported McCain's point that he's simply making a contextual argument in reference to other parts of the world where the U.S. troops have been there for decades. But nonetheless, the mistake is still there, and it's a mistake because the comment by McCain, and I spent a lot of time with him in those days in New Hampshire, betrayed what was, I think at the time, a lack of attentiveness to the weariness in the American public.
Lack of attentiveness on his part?
Yeah. In other words, what he said was not inaccurate, but he should have guarded his words more carefully. In other words, he shouldn't have been so quick to. He's very much an intellectual pugilist. So on the stump, where most candidates are sort of trying, any question they're asked, most presidential candidates will basically, oh, you're right, and really even the stupidest question, they'll make the person feel like they're the most important person in the world. McCain will call someone a jerk.
It can be a little combative, yeah.
Including me as a reporter several times on his bus. So in doing that, he does have a tendency, like with this comment, to be maybe too quick to reply.
Shoots from the lip.
Yeah, and so the comment actually has been entirely taken out of context by the Democrats, and we can talk about that and why that has often been so politically successful and why they've done it.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, is it an effective tool to use to chip away at McCain's military bona fides?
Yes and no. Yes, for Yes, if he makes more mistakes. In other words, presidential elections are won and lost very often on narratives, and McCain, this is one dot in a line that needs to be drawn. So this one gaffe will not have everybody thinking that this war hero is a warmonger. But if he has two or three others, even two others, that are like this, and I'll tell you, the other one being that his bomb, Iran, mm-hmm. that's the closest you'll ever get me to sing on the radio. But he said that, sort of alluding to a Beach Boys song, and he was joking, and it was a very small crowd on the stump. But I'll tell you, if he makes a few more of those mistakes, he might allow Democrats to paint him like Barry Goldwater. And I allude to that because, of course, Democrats in 64 very successfully painted the Republican as dangerous. And Reagan in 80, I looked at his campaign plan, was very keenly aware that Carter was going to attack him on this line. So Democrats have at times successfully attacked Republicans on this idea of just simply being too dangerous for America. The problem is that McCain very much is the reluctant soldier. And if he can learn his lesson, which he seems to have learned a lesson here, if he can learn his lesson and he won't make these mistakes any longer, then I don't think Democrats will very successfully sort of turn the hawk into somebody who's actually a dangerous hawk.
Hey, David, do you have a minute? Because we do want to continue this conversation. I have a couple more questions for you about Senator McCain. Can you hang on for one minute?
Of course.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here at the Bryant Park Project. We'll continue this conversation about John McCain using a rock as a focal point in his campaigning for the presidency. We'll also have the ramble and music from the band The Dodos. Charming, and they sound great too. That's coming up on the BPP from NPR. You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin, finishing up our conversation with David Paul Kuhn from Politico.com about John McCain's 100-year comment and his focus on the war in Iraq as he runs for president. So, David, I wanted to play John McCain's response when Tim Russert asked him about this specific comment just days after he made it in New Hampshire. Let's fire that tape.
My point was, everybody says, how long are we going to stay? My point is, when are we going to succeed, which we are succeeding now, so that the Iraqi government is functioning and we have stability in the region, instability in Iraq.
What kind of troop levels for the next 10, 20 years?
That's very hard to say, but the troops would be out of harm's way. That's the key to it.
So, David, you were with Senator McCain around this time, and you've been following what he's been talking about Iraq. Has his stump speech softened at all or changed at all as people have been able to take his comments and use them against him?
I do think that this in part led him to, in his speech upon returning from the Middle East and from his time abroad out in Europe as well, I do think it played as his campaign, and they really weren't keenly aware of this until they saw the Democrats attacking them, but only really after it sort of came into the sphere of discussion in the last week and a half were they really aware that it could really damage his candidacy. I do believe it played into his speech. He basically admitted that the view of the United States has significantly depreciated in the last few years under the Bush presidency, and he acknowledged it. He said that we have to take it seriously. And in doing that, the de facto result was that he separated himself from President Bush by basically saying, this is important, and the president hasn't paid enough attention to our image in the world, and we cannot go it alone. It was really a declaration by McCain that he also believes cowboy diplomacy is over. And in a larger sense, that was also interesting to me because, of course, that meant that no matter who's our next president, there really is an end to a cowboy diplomacy that was pushed by this White House.
David Paul Kuhn is a senior political reporter for Politico.com. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting, David.
Thank you.